T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chad Millman of the Action Network. If you're looking for an edge, and you might be looking for one now because sports are back, download the free Action Network app, get live odds and expert analysis for every game that is being played, and we'll get some more in June, more games being played, that's for sure. And Chad joins us as he does every week on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Chad.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How you holding up?
I got to tell you, I feel great. I feel fantastic. I'm working out more than I ever have. I'm sleeping more than I ever have. I'm having dinner with my kids more than I ever have. I think I'm ready to go back to work. I think everyone's ready to go back to work, but I don't mind getting a little extra family time now and then.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. That's always a good thing.
Chad, earlier in the show, you and I were talking a little bit, Las Vegas opening up June 4th, and I want to ask you about Bob Arum and boxing on June 9th. But I'm just kind of curious, as a guy, because I was talking about how much my two favorites, I don't know what yours are, but my two favorite sports books are Caesars and Mandalay Bay. Do you have a favorite book that you just like to hang out in Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a very old school guy. And so the reason I even got into this, John, is back in 1998, I wrote a book called The Oz about guys who bet on sports for a living. And I spent about 6 months in Vegas with this guy whose name is Alan Boston. And he at the time, and he's still a pretty prolific, high-profile professional sports bettor. At the time, he was the biggest college basketball bettor in the world. And he was betting, you know, literally millions of dollars on a Saturday. And I'd be sitting with him. And the book was about sort of how he managed to bet as much as he was betting and the interplay between him and the bookmakers. And the top bookmaker at the time was the top sports book was the Stardust Hotel. Mm-hmm. And the Stardust Hotel was a very old school, one of the original hotels that was on the Strip. Remember, most little Vegas history, like most hotels in Vegas started way downtown. And the Strip, which actually isn't even a part of the city of Las Vegas County, moved out further into what we now know as the Strip. The Stardust was one of the first hotels in the Strip. And, like, it's where all the blue hairs played. Like, Wayne Newton was, like, the big star there, right, making $40 million a year. But the Stardust was also, like, that's what the book Casino, the movie Casino, the profile was of this guy, Lefty Rosenthal, in the movie, who was considered like the original bookmaker. He was a mobster from Chicago. And they were always putting up the first line. They were the book that everybody followed. And so I used to hang out at the Stardust like in the late 90s and early 2000s every single time I was in Vegas. And then as I went on, I really liked to go to, I thought the Venetian had a great sports book. And then Legacy Stadium also was a really great sports book. And so those were some of my favorites.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Chad Millman of the Action Network. Interview sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for any edge, download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game on the WadeFord.com hotline. Now, the NHL announced.
I'm sorry that was such a long-winded answer, but you got like a.
No, it's all right.
No, that's what we call. We like to call those shameless plugs. We have no shame in coming to plugs. We call them shameless plugs, so we're good. We're good. But you know,
God, you called me out. That's so funny.
But you know, when you talk about the NHL and the way that it announced the format like they did this week, how quickly do you think bookmakers need to scramble to get the odds and reflect those events that they're having in National League hockey?
It's pretty easy for them to change it. And so, because now they know the teams, And they know the team's strengths, and they also know that there's not likely to be much of a home ice advantage. So you can start to sort of level set the equation a little bit. So it's not that hard for them to figure it out because, look, it's not like they didn't have, you know, 80-90% of the season in which they were working off of already. So they have the information they need to reset. What's been interesting, and we've been getting a lot of questions at Action Network, is like, all right, so what happens to my ticket now? If I had a, you know, season win totals ticket, if I had a make the playoffs ticket, you know, there are certain tickets that are being refunded and certain tickets that are being honored, depending on if your team made it, depending on the length of the season. You really got to check with each specific book, but a lot of books are voiding season win totals tickets because the season was canceled before they got to the minimum number of games that they needed.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network here. So looking ahead to June here, Bob Arum's announced a boxing card in June 9th in Vegas. You have the return of the Women's Soccer League and their tournament coming up on June 27th. Is there, you know, can you peg, you know, short of the major sports returning, can you peg something now that is kind of like next on your horizon as a big event that people are going to be kind of locking into as far as wagering is concerned?
Yeah, it's going to be UFC on June 6th. UFC, since it came back early in May, has been the sport that has driven the sports betting industry. The handle's been amazing. The enthusiasm has been amazing. People have really been getting into it. UFC was always one of those sports that was turning into, I know, John, like you're a big boxing guy, like it was turning into the equivalent of what boxing used to be. And they're still like, you get a Joshua Ruiz, you're going to get a big handle over the course of the weekend. But UFC is sort of, because it came back, it's gotten a lot of enthusiasm going for people. Golf coming back on June 11th, that weekend of June 11th, is something that has people really, really excited. So those are the things. If we can get a boxing match, that would be fantastic. But until we get some kind, I think the next thing is, you know, is a news flash just before I came on was talking about MLB and baseball, you know, consistently cannot get out of its own way and do the right thing and figure out how to do something that actually makes sense. So I think most people after that are thinking about the NBA.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network, and, you know, NASCAR, you said, isn't so great, but, you know, if Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott fight, would you take a prop bet if somebody came in and said, hey, I want to get odds on a fist fight between Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch? Would you take the bet?
Well, yeah. it seems like everyone would bet the yes, and chances are it's not going to happen, right? Like, because what's interesting with the NASCAR is, we saw with the iRacing is that the drivers got very intense, and like more than once, drivers were kicked out of the races, right? And so you know tempers flare in these situations. But I think at the end of the day, they would find ways to not fight each other, and I would take the bet because the public would come in on the yes.
We're talking to Chad Millman of Action Network on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the WaveFour.com hotline. With the timing of the racing events, and I'm talking about being during the week and everything, Does that usually change the way, like, how the betting books go and things of that nature? Does it
It's not really about the timing of the week. They're putting a lot of races in a short amount of time, but it still comes down to the basics. How does the driver know the track? How does he perform at the track? How is the car running? And the sort of distance between the races isn't impacting sort of how you're handicapping and how you're bookmaking these things as much as sort of the equipment and the driver.
You know, I can't wait for us to, you know, Chad, have this conversation again where we're talking about, you know, real games and real sports. I don't want people to take that the wrong way, because I know that there'll be UFC and NASCAR and Bundesliga and KBO fans or whatever. But I'm talking about, you know, like NFL games and college football. Yeah, it's got to be interesting, especially when it comes to college football, when you're taking futures bets in terms of win totals for the year, because we don't know exactly how many games are going to be played.
We don't know anything. It's almost impossible. And so I actually made some NFL win totals bets and some NFL futures bets for the first time this week, just starting to feel confident. Another shameless plug, I had a professional bettor on my podcast, The Favorites, on Monday or Tuesday. And we talked about, because he had just finished making lines for his season win totals bets and some futures bets. And so I felt comfortable making some of those because I actually feel more comfortable about the NFL coming back than I do about college football. I think it's going to be inconsistent. I was talking to a buddy yesterday, and I could easily see where in the SEC and the ACC they play, and in the Pac-12 they don't. And, like, would it matter for college football if it ended up being the SEC and the ACC? Not really, because they're going to play each other in the national title game anyways. But, like, it'll certainly make for an interesting college football season.
I think somebody on this show said something about the Pac-12 potentially not playing. John, you remember that?
Yeah,
remember that?
I remember somebody saying something
about that.
They're not. Listen. It's totally reasonable to expect. You just look at the way the country is open, right? Like, Washington, Oregon, California have been a lot more conservative in the way they've opened than Florida and Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia. And, like, so if that's going to be the case, if those states are opening and those state leaders are encouraging people to be out and encouraging sports to come back to those states, then there's no reason for the colleges to not be playing if they're comfortable with it. And whereas in the other states, there's a lot more trepidation. And that's not, you know, this whole thing has become political, and that's not a political thing at all. That's just the way everybody is sort of managing the situation differently. So you can easily see it. And then the other day, you had the president of Michigan say, if there are no students on campus, then there won't be any college football. And, like, is that something that John Harbaugh is going to accept? Like, is it all of a sudden going to be a battle? So, I mean, here, look, you play college football, right? And if there are no students on campus but they play college football, then every argument that has ever been that the college football players are student athletes is even more blown out of the window. Forget about name, image, and likeness, because all of a sudden they're being treated differently and in a sort of more warrior mentality way than the students who are too precious to come back to class.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. No question about that, Chad. I do appreciate that. Chad Millman, as always, thanks very much, and appreciate you taking a few minutes. So I have to talk about the explosion of sports gambling as a revenue for all these states that need money, because that's going to happen too. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Yeah, stay safe, Chad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.